Welcome to Audio Articles. I'm Chris, the editor of the Articles Ministry at Crossroads Church. On our site, we have hundreds of articles answering the biggest questions of faith and offering biblical wisdom for the unique life situations that we all find ourselves in. But sometimes reading isn't super fun, so we created this weekly podcast to give your eyes a break and have the author of each article read their work to you. However you're tuning in, we thank you for joining and hope you enjoyed today's reading. Let's go.
Writing a eulogy for an absent father, Casey Bryant. How do you eulogize a man who wasn't really part of your life? My father passed away earlier this year, and when I was tasked to write his eulogy, I knew it wouldn't be the easiest assignment. I didn't want to bash him for all the hurt he caused our family, but also, I didn't want to gloss over the fact that he abandoned us for an extended period of time when I was about 5 years old. The preparation for the funeral caused an internal battle. I could either speak judgment upon my father or give grace. Would it not be the honest thing to do to explain how imperfect he was? Or should I only share the good stuff because that's what you're supposed to do at funerals? What was the right path to take? Because I'm a praying woman, I took it to God and asked him, "What do I do?" And he answered by putting a verse in my head. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. That's Proverbs 15, verses 1 and 2. Okay, I get it, God. I have the power to speak truth while showing grace. And I have that power because God did that with me first. The God of the universe acknowledged my deep issue of sin. And while he didn't ignore it, he didn't rub it in my face either. Instead, he went to the cross, showing me how deadly my sin was, but also how much he loved me in the midst of it. Titus 3:4-7 says, "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." I realized I didn't have to dismiss the wrong my father had done and that deep hurt he caused me, but I also could honor him in a way that reminds people he was a broken man and still loved by God. And even if I didn't leave my children as he did, I'm still a sinner desperately in need of God's grace, and I've also been nowhere near perfect. So without any further ado, the eulogy of Robert Allen Walter Sr. Unfortunately, I can't talk about my dad from my childhood. It's not mean or negative. It's just the fact of what happened. A fact that can't be overlooked, but also doesn't need to be exploited. The fact is, when I was 5 years old, my dad left us, and for the next 16 years, he wasn't a part of my life until the year 2000, when he came back into my life. Well, not just my life, but my sibling's life, but more importantly, my mom's life. When my dad returned, I was 22 years old on the brink of adulthood, forging my own path into this world. And even though I can't talk about the father of my childhood and the lessons he taught me to become the strong 22-year-old daughter I always hoped to be, what I can talk about is the lessons I've learned from my dad these last 22 years, who helped me make the strong 44-year-old woman standing here in front of you today. Lesson 1. How to humble yourself and ask for forgiveness. If any of you knew my mom, she was a strong and very opinionated woman, and for my entire childhood, she hated my dad, and it was palpable. It was okay to awkward laugh because some of you remember those days. And when I was much older, I realized there was a thin line between love and hate. Looking back now, when my dad called my mom in 2000, he had to be nervous and probably even a little scared. Okay, maybe a lot scared. But I do know that he had to humble himself to admit his mistakes and ask for forgiveness. I learned it's okay to admit when you're wrong and to ask for forgiveness because sometimes a miracle can happen and you can be forgiven. Lesson 2. It's never too late for a second chance. No matter how old you are or how much time has passed, a second chance at life is still possible. Looking back at the last 22 years, I am so happy my dad got to experience all the family milestones he thought he would never have. He got to walk my sister and me down the aisle at our weddings and was part of my brother's wedding too. He was there for all the births of his grandchildren and watched them grow up. He even got to go on family vacations with all of our families, which I believe happened once because, let's be honest, we're a lot to handle, and get us near a beach, it's just downright crazy. He got a second chance to golf again with his wife, a second chance to travel again with his family, to fish again with friends from long ago, but more importantly, a second chance to love again. Lesson 3, your past does not define who you are. My dad did not have the easiest childhood, and at one point he was left in an orphanage forgotten by his parents. My dad finally ended up with a father and a stepmother who did not love him. When my parents got married, the only advice my grandfather gave to my dad was, "Don't be like your father and leave her." Well, we all know what happened, and he followed his father's footsteps. But unlike his father, he came back and changed his past. I learned that even if life deals you a crappy hand, even if you follow that path, it doesn't have to be the end. Instead, you can change the outcome and let hope and love and forgiveness define you. Dad, I'm grateful for the lessons you have taught me these last 22 years. I am forever grateful you made Mom so happy these last 22 years. I thought we would have the next 16 years together, but unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. As sad as I am that you are no longer on this earth, I'm at peace knowing you are with Mom again. We are all flawed in a variety of different ways, and some flaws play themselves out more publicly in harmful ways. But I know God's love for my father never ceased, and that reminds me that it won't cease for me either. And through it all, I am thankful God's story of redemption was on display, not just in saving this world, but also our family.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Audio Articles. Find all of our written and audio articles at crossroads.net/articles or click the link in this episode's description. Make sure to subscribe so you get the alert right away when the next episode comes out. We will see you next time.